Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Quincy Yaley, Tuolumne County Community Development Director, is our guest on this weekend show. During the first segment, we've been talking a lot about the procedural things with the Community Development Department. And this next segment, I'd like to kind of dive into more of the projects that are going through the review process right now. So from a development perspective, what are some of the bigger projects?
Well, we have two notable projects, BJ, that are reaching a milestone in the review process. These two projects are located about 14 miles east of Groveland near the intersection of Hardin Flat Road and Highway 120. They've garnered a lot of interest both in the community of Groveland as well as countywide. And so the first project is called Under Canvas. This is a nationwide company that does what they call luxury tent camping or glamping. And they typically site these projects outside of national parks. And so this is a 99-site luxury tent campground. It's going to have a mobile kitchen and a dining tent and some other on-site facilities for guests. And so the concept is that you basically just drive up with your suitcase and all the other amenities are provided for you. But instead of sleeping inside a hotel room, you're sleeping in sort of a fancy tent. So that's one of the projects that is reaching a milestone. And the second one is called the Terraview Lodge Yosemite Project. This is an eco-sensitive resort. It's located just across the street from the previous project I spoke of. It's a lodge that will have about 100 guest rooms with multi-purpose spaces, indoor and outdoor recreation areas. And then it's going to have some separate buildings which are going to have a different type of accommodation in some cabin guest rooms. And so this is another project that is reaching a milestone. Both of these projects went through a review that's required under the California Environmental Quality Act. Both projects have prepared environmental impact reports, and those reports are now available for a 45-day public comment period and are available for public review.
And then if people wanted to review those, where would they find them?
The best place to go is to our county website, and that is tuolumnecounty.ca.gov. And from there, they can go to the development page, the planning and land use page, and there are dedicated websites for each of these projects. The TerraView project will be available for public review from June 16th to July 30th. And the Under Canvas project will end a little sooner because they got their document out just a few days earlier. And so that review period is from June 15th to July 20th. And if you're not able to find these documents on our website, you can send us an email and we can send you the links. Our email is communityresources@tuolumnecounty.ca.gov. If all else fails, folks can just give me a call. My direct line is 533-5961. And we can help get those documents to them for public comment. Once the public comment period is over, each of those projects will go back to their respective consultants that are assisting the county in the preparation. We'll look at the comments and concerns that were raised during that 45-day public comment period and then prepare what's called a final EIR, or final environmental impact report. That report will review all of the comments we received, identify any new impacts that were raised, and ensure that all impacts that are identified in those reports are mitigated or otherwise dealt with as allowed under the California Environmental Quality Act. After that final EIR is prepared and circulated, then those projects will be going forward for public hearings with the Planning Commission.
Do you have any idea how soon that could be?
Well, we expect... It depends on the comments that we receive in the final EIR, but we're anticipating that the Planning Commission meeting would be sometime in the mid-fall timeframe.
I'll make sure, too, that we put the links to the EIRs up in the story this weekend on mymotherlode.com so everybody can link from that area as well.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, we really want the public to review these documents, ask questions, and participate in the review and the public hearings as these projects move forward to the decision makers.
And you mentioned that these projects are pretty close to each other. They're completely different developers, though, and different people involved with the projects?
Sure. So they're separate. It's a similar landowner, but separate projects, separate applicants. They went through separate environmental reviews. However, the California Environmental Quality Act does require that we look at sort of the additive or the cumulative impact from projects that either are near each, that are near each other. And so while they're separate EIRs, there are we are required to look at what would the impact be of these projects together. And so that is included in the environmental impact report. You know, we also look at things like the increased wildfire risk, impacts to traffic, impacts to noise, impacts to biological resources. The California Environmental Quality Act gives us a checklist of issue, resource issues that we're required to review and discuss in these reports. And so the reports were prepared to meet those requirements.
You know, when people give comments on these reports now, are there certain guidelines that you have to do to comment? Or, I mean, I assume you don't just want, I like this project, I don't like this project, and that's the end of it.
Well, we get those, and that's fine. But it's more helpful to us if you tell us more specifically what your concerns are. These reports are long. They're over 1,000 pages each. And so they can be very daunting for the public to review because it does contain a lot of very, very technical information. So don't be discouraged from participating in the process just because of the length or the technicalities of the report. We're happy to get anyone's comments. So even if it's something that's addressed in the report, so you might say, I'm concerned about the impacts on this project to mid to deer migrating through the area. It's okay if you didn't read the report and understand how we address that. That's our job then to go back and make sure that your comment is addressed in the final EIR. So please don't be discouraged from participating just because the reports are very large. Let us know what your concerns are, and we can help direct you to the place in the report that issue is addressed.
You know, for these bigger projects like this, is there a typically amount of time it takes to get from point A to point the final point and have the project actually move forward?
It really varies for each project. You know, for the environmental impact review process, you know, less than a year would be a surprise. So these projects are sort of falling into what could be considered a regular normal time frame for when an environmental impact report is prepared. Once a project is reviewed and a decision is made, then it really becomes the discretion of the landowner or the applicant in this case to how fast the project moves forward. I do know that both these applicants are very anxious to get their projects constructed. They feel there's a strong market for these types of development in the Highway 120 corridor area. So I would anticipate that once the projects have a final decision and that portion of the review is completed, they would move relatively quickly forward with construction.
Though lodging in a spot as close to Yosemite, I imagine that could be a big boom potentially for county revenues and TOT tax revenue and things along that effect as well.
Yeah, it would. And, you know, these projects really do line up with some of the larger regional plans for Yosemite, which is to, you know, push the hotel rooms out of the valley, you know, to sort of reduce impacts to the valley floor and Yosemite as a whole. And by moving hotel rooms out of the valley, you know, it allows for less impact in the valley, but also allows for people to use things like yards to get into the valley, which will reduce traffic. So, you know, not only, you know, does it have a benefit to, like you had mentioned, TOT and other parts of the county revenues, it does have a benefit to the operation of Yosemite National Park as a whole.
During the early process, have you received much feedback about these projects?
Yes, we have received a lot of feedback on these projects, both from folks who live, you know, in the nearby area, as well as, you know, I even received some comment letters from the East Coast regarding these projects. So they have garnered a lot of interest. I think it's important for the public to understand that both of these properties are zoned for this type of development. So what that means is that both of the sites where the camping project and the hotel project are proposed are zoned for that land use, meaning those are allowed land uses. So really the review that the county is doing is really limited to just how these projects are going to be constructed, not if the project should be constructed there at all. We run into this a lot when we have project sites that are zoned commercial or that allow commercial development are vacant. the surrounding landowners sort of become accustomed to the vacant parcel, and then when a commercial project comes in, they're surprised that there's a commercial project being constructed. But these sites allow commercial development, and so the permit that they are requesting is called a site development permit, which doesn't necessarily evaluate if the use should be there. It just evaluates how it should be constructed.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Quincy Yaley, Community Development Director, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.